Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. This is day two of the letters of John. Today's title is The Power of a Witness. Warren Wiersbe says, "Yes, let God be the judge. Your job today is to be a witness." Our text today is 1 John 1, 2 through 3. It reads, "The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ." John continues his opening by stressing his personal experience with Jesus Christ. Because of John's close relationship with Jesus, he was careful not to make light of the incredible privilege of knowing Him. John would not dare understate the honor he had in genuine fellowship with Almighty God. Can we actually share with someone else about a God we do not understand, or tell others about a God we have not experienced? Our understanding and our experience are not the end of our witness about God, but they must be the beginning of our witness about God. We cannot share what we do not understand or have not experienced. John knew that. Consequently, as he began the book we know as 1 John, he rooted his opening words in the experience he had shared with Jesus and the understanding that had developed from that experience. In 1 John 1:2, John described Jesus as eternal life sent from God the Father. Twice, John uses the word manifest to describe how Jesus was made known to him. The Greek word for manifest comes from another New Testament word that means light. This word manifest means to illuminate in order to make visible. Therefore, God made Jesus clearly visible to John so that he could personally fellowship with him. Charles Swindoll points out that 1 John 1, 1-3 is one single sentence in the original language of the New Testament. Swindoll also notes that the main verb doesn't appear until verse 3 with the words, "we proclaim." Thus, the main emphasis of the first few verses of 1 John is John telling his readers what he had seen and heard to impact the fellowship others had with one another, and to influence the fellowship other people had with Jesus. So, John's proclamation of Jesus as the Word of Life resulted in true fellowship. Here are some questions for today. In today's scripture, what is the significance of John referring to Jesus as the life and eternal life? John also announced what he had seen and heard in today's passage. In your relationship with Jesus, what have you seen and heard that needs to be your witness for Jesus to others? How can your witness impact the fellowship of other believers and, at the same time, enhance your own fellowship with Jesus? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.